What would you call that?
An umbrella or a parasol?
Would you call it a parasol, maybe? When you were dressing
up? It was real pretty. It had a ruffle around the edge and looked frigid.
Did you use it for the sun or for the rain? Did you use it for sun as much as rain?
Oh, yes, yes. You know, you just can sit it down like common if you had a suntan.
I was going to say, you didn't get... getting the sunshine much.
Ooh, now if you could help it.
In other words, if you...
My mother always thought that a woman just looked terrible if she was sunburned. She looks like she had to work in the field.
That really had a connotation, didn't it?
That did so.
And I think there's still some people, older people, who do not care for it. So it kind of, you know,
and, I'm one of them. Old-fashioned.
Well, no, it's just, if that's the idea or the thing you grew up with, it's hard to
change. Well, it's just that I just don't
Does
care
it appeal
for
to you?
Because I always disliked summer weather so much. Hot weather. Felt so much better in the winter.
Tried to avoid the sun.
Yes. Because of the heat being uncomfortable. Now men used to call them up, and now this denotes a man's umbrella to me. It was a term that is still amusing, a bumbershoe.
I've never.
Now my grandson, who's a student at Tech, of course they have to do a lot of walking during the bad winter weather, and rainy and all. And he refers to his umbrella as a bumbershoe the other day. I hadn't heard that expression in years.
But he came out with it. It must be a bumbershoe. And that would be your idea of a man's umbrella.
Yes. A large man's umbrella.
That's an interesting.
And all the silk umbrellas that they had in those days, you see the gold engraved and sometimes jeweled handles in antique shows now. Have you seen one?
No,
well,
but
they
I'm
were
not...
beautiful silk umbrellas, but they were generally black.
And they were the man, usually the man's.
No, the
ladies' too.
Umbrellas. But that they were so ornamental and beautiful with the gold handles and ivory handles.
Did you refer to the ones? That sort is a parasol? Or
yeah, that was my idea of a parasol.
Really fancy. And what about men? What would you refer to the things that hold up the trousers of men?
Suspenders.
How about any other name you might
use? It's galluses.
Galluses. As far as linens and things like that. How do you refer to the cover on your bed? Maybe the fancy top cover.
Bedspread. Coverlet.
How about the thing that you put your head on?
The pillow. The pillow.
And the cover for the pillow.
A pillowcase. Or a pillow slip.
Do you remember anything at the head of a bed that was larger really than one pillow that was big and long?
You're speaking of a bolster.
Yes. You familiar with that term?
Yes.
Is it...